Hello everyone, welcome to Timelines and Tea, where we explore tales from history for your classroom over a nice cup of tea. I am Caleb Burkett, and today we'll be taking a bit of a break from history, instead diving into active learning in the classroom. It's a bit of a different take from what we usually do, but we'll be talking about what it is, its benefits, and how to implement that in the classroom. So, active learning, maybe asking what it is. So what it is a teaching method that involves students directly in the learning process. Instead of just listening to lectures, the students actually engage through discussions, group work, and hands-on activities. There's been a bit of research for active learning that shows that students who actively participate retain more information and better develop critical thinking skills within the classroom through active learning. So, maybe asking, what are some of the benefits of active learning? Well, we can, you know, go over some of the key benefits of active learning. So, one is increased engagement. These students are more likely to participate when they're actively involved with the assignment or project that they are doing in the classroom. Another one is better retention, like I've said before. Active involvement helps students remember the material longer, so they get a better retention of the material that you're going over in the class. Like I said before, enhanced critical thinking. These students learn to analyze and apply concepts in the real world through these contexts and develop that more naturally as they are going through the classroom and also growing up throughout life. And then the other key benefit is collaboration skills. Usually you want to do group work in the active learning method so that the students can naturally become more involved and better at group work and fostering those communication and teamwork skills for their future. These benefits may make for a more dynamic and effective classroom experience within your classroom. So another quick strategies for implementation. How we can incorporate active learning in the classroom. There are some strategies we could try here. So think, pair, share, pose a question, let the students think for a bit, discuss with a partner, and then share with the class what they have thought about with this question, which promotes quick reflection and dialogue for the students. Interactive polls. There's a lot of technologies out there that can be used to engage the students, especially like Kahoot, which helps engage students in real time during the lessons, and is also a very fun way to assess the understanding of these students. Group projects. Like mentioned before, group projects are a very useful strategy to use where, you know, you just assign the students tasks that require collaboration, and the students can apply what they've learned in a practical setting, which also builds these teamwork skills. So, in the future, you can pick one of these strategies for your next lesson and see how it goes. So, another part is the reflection of it, right? As you implement these strategies, ask for student feedback. What did they enjoy about these activities you were doing in the class? What could be improved? And possibly their insights that could help refine your approach for future lessons with the active learning that you implemented in your classroom. This kind of reflection helps a lot with trying to do these lessons with students in the classroom. So that is really about it for active learning in the classroom. I want to thank you for joining me on Timelines and Tea. I hope these insights inspire you to bring more engagement into your classroom. If you have any questions or you want to share your experiences, reach out. You'll find the taglines in the description of the podcast episode. So until next time, enjoy your tea and hope to see you again in the future.